Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nick, reaching out to you all here from Da Bronx. And today I want to talk a little bit about an experience I had last week at a funeral. And one of the things as a priest that's really been sort of hitting me and waking me up to this gift that I have received through the sacrament of ordination is when I offer Mass and I look out at people during the Mass, I can just see their faces and I see them so focused on the celebration of the Mass in their eyes and their faces and their bodies, you know, sort of poses and everything. It really shows me the act of engagement coming from them. And last week we had a funeral. It was someone in our area. And with our funerals, we always bring in professional music folk. We have a list of people that we trust and rely on. And we bring them in so they're, we can offer a beautiful liturgy to the family that are grieving and in need. And during this funeral Mass, as the music was going on, there was times I was able to look up and I was just utterly amazed that they were looking at the musicians and their face just told me that they were being so comforted at their moment of profound loss and grief as the casket is right next to them and et cetera with their loved one inside of it, that this music, this beauty is just putting a sense of peace and of easiness in their heart. And I was just really struck back by this. You know, I've always, you know, I'm not like a master liturgist, you know, but I want to make sure every time we celebrate the liturgy or when I particularly have to celebrate the liturgy, that it's beautiful. You know, that it's a beautiful experience for people, that we have beautiful works of art in the church, that we have beautiful vestments, that we have beautiful music and et cetera. You know, beauty is very important. And I myself, my brothers and sisters, I'm not a very artistic guy. You know, I'm not a good painter and a drawer and things. You know, I do things with audio recording and editing and stuff. But, you know, these quote-unquote works of art that just sort of tap people to their soul, I don't have that kind of gift, and I became well aware of that many years ago, and I just know that I need to be able to rely on people that can really shape that beauty. And I myself have practiced and trying to work on my voice to make sure I can chant and sing certain parts of the Mass and offer my own moments of beauty for people during the Mass, because, you know, God is true, God is good, and God is beautiful, and beauty is an important aspect to our life of faith and of discipleship. And just looking upon the people that we're grieving and see this beautiful cantor singing and his music, his voice, just offering a moment of peace that, you know, there's truly is something happening here. You know, because at funerals, a lot of time we get people that maybe haven't gone to church in a while or have drifted away from the faith or et cetera, and to be able to offer them this moment of beauty, this moment of peace, I think is the utmost important. And I know here at a parish, we struggle with budgets. We're not a wealthy place, but we always try to make sure we have money for our musicians involved in the liturgy and other things. And I just want to put this out there so, you know, we all can sort of just take a moment and think about the importance of beauty at the liturgy. you know, not to the point where, you know, anybody that makes a little mistake, you know, sometimes we have kids at the mass here in the parish and they just yell or something funny will happen. They just yell, you know, and it's just a life-giving experience for the parish. But, you know, this the importance of having beautiful altar cloths, you know, the importance of having clean and beautiful chalices and things like this. You know, it's important for the people because, you know, our churches, our parishes are their place of worship. It's their home. You know, that's why, you know, parishioners shouldn't greet other parishioners. Oh, thank you for being here with us. This is their home. They're supposed to be there. You know, and that's why just as people try to make their homes a place of beauty where people feel warm, welcome, invited, and et cetera, our places of worship need to be that also. And just seeing the people's faces and responding to that music and in such a moment of profound grief and et cetera, knowing that the beauty of that music just touched them in a way that I really believed is helping them in their process of grief and in their moment of loss. I just felt called to make this today to get us thinking about the role of beauty in our own lives, particularly in our lives of worship, in our lives of faith in the parish, and etc., to maybe ask ourselves, how can we make our parishes a little bit more beautiful? How can we make them a little bit more attractive to people? How can we make our liturgy beautiful? Do you have a beautiful voice and are not part of the choir? Maybe you should look at becoming part of the choir and et cetera. Do our parishes need a little bit more money to put towards the music ministry and et cetera? You know, the music ministry shouldn't be the last thing. This is just my opinion. Shouldn't be the last thing on the list. It should be really up there near the top of the list. You know, is quote allegedly, as St. Augustine said, those that pray well, those that sing well pray twice. You know, these things are very important, that our liturgies need to be beautiful celebrations that invoke and impact the whole being of the person. So, my brothers and sisters, I just want to put this out there to get us thinking about the role of beauty at Mass and how it can impact us and help us to grow in this life of faith that we have been given as a gift. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here today, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, you can find links to my YouTube channel and see some of my video content. You can find blog posts. You can find links to my Catholic Stan articles. And it's also a great way to reach out to me. There's a contact page there. You can send a message to me. Or if you're discerning a vocation to the religious life or priesthood, there's a vocation tab there too. So thank you very much. Every second that you spend with engaging my social media content, I am oh so grateful for. Thanks again, and God bless.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.